You might try a head fake in a new video game that's on store shelves today. It's called the Wii Fit, and it's expected to be a blockbuster. You exercise. It follows on the success of previous Wii games, which have created a whole new market for active gaming, as it's called, and now other companies are coming up with devices to cash in. Morning Edition's technology commentator Mario Armstrong stopped by our studios to show us one of the new gadgets.
So this is a controller that is in a prototype stage right now. It's not available, but it's made by a company called Interaction Laboratories.
May I pick this up?
Sure, absolutely.
It's got two handles on it. Has a couple little switches and so forth on the side.
And what makes that controller different that you're holding there, Steve, is I want you to take those rubber handles, those two handles, and squeeze together.
Oh, is this going to take some effort?
That's
okay,
right.
Here we go. Or pull apart. Okay.
And so what it does is it actually brings what they call real-world resistance to virtual objects in games.
All right.
So a good example of this could be maybe a bow and arrow. So hold that like you're shooting.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. Now
right,
pull back
pull
like you're
apart
pulling your
the
bow.
Way that I would for the bow
exactly.
and arrow.
Exactly. So the further you would pull, the stronger you
kind
are.
Kind of let go like
you
a
look a little
bow
weak
and
there.
Arrow.
But,
I look a little weak. Those looks are not deceiving.
But you get the idea. Or you could have a swimmer on the screen, and maybe you have to use a rhythmic motion.
Oh, yeah, a little breaststroke.
Exactly.
Or something. Is Nintendo, the makers of the Wii, really happy that somebody has invented this other product that you can use with the Wii?
The question will be, how successful would this be? Will they decide to do it themselves, or will they work out an agreement that makes sense for a company like Interaction Labs to work with them to create that? Another challenge is, Steve, a lot of these types of devices these days need to be packaged with a game. For instance, Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
You've heard a lot about that. Well, you play a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would really not really be so good if you didn't have a game that controller was developed for.
Right. What do I do? Now, we've also got this plastic platform here. What am I supposed to do? Step
on
this?
It's like the size of two digital scales, maybe, that you would put together.
So it's going to tell me that I'm overweight, too.
And this is part of the Wii Fit. This is the Wii Balance Board that comes with the game. So you have to take your shoes off first, Steve.
Okay, I'll do that. All right, I'm stepping up on this item here. There we go.
So now what you do is you're going to play one of 40 different active games. And the one that you're going to play is Hula Hoop. So you can do everything from yoga to balance exercises to strength training to aerobics.
Twirl your hips in a circular motion.
So what you're doing,
anything else we can
yeah,
do? You realize what part of the country I come from? People do not twirl their hips where I come from. It's not done.
You can run. You can do steps.
How would it know that I'm swinging my
Great
hips?
Great question,
in a
because
circle?
It's sensing your balance.
I'm watching a virtual version of myself twirling a hula hoop.
Come on.
I'm about to drop the thing. It's all gone. Failed. It says failed. This is great. I did something embarrassing and got called a failure. This is something I want to rush out and buy.
It motivates you.
Oh, 34 spins on the calorie burner. That's what makes this unique, supposedly. It's now got a thing that says calorie burner. I got one of four possible stars for burning
calories.
Okay. All right. So what's something else I can do?
Well, now we're in the yoga area.
Okay.
So you could do deep breathing or the half moon, warrior stance, the tree.
Using this breathing method can help improve your metabolism. Start. I'm holding my breath.
Let's do deep breathing together.
Oh, I'd love to do some
yoga
deep breathing
poses
together.
Are more effective if you combine them with deep breathing.
Okay.
Step onto the Wii balance board.
Okay, and I'm looking
Place
at a figure doing the same
thing. Both hands on your stomach
both
and
hands
spread
on my
your
stomach.
Feet shoulder width apart.
Spread my feet
Inhale
shoulder width.
Inhale deeply through your nose. Feel your stomach expand under your hands. Exhale by slowly deflating your stomach. Breathe through your mouth if you find it difficult to breathe through your nose.
Could you stop this for a second?
Yes.
Why do I need an expensive computer game to breathe?
The answer is you don't need it, but does this enable you to experience something that you could do on your own in a different way?
Okay, so how big is this market supposed to be?
So, you know, the whole video game industry, we're talking about $18 billion, but they call this segment the active gaming segment, and they're looking at that about $2 billion.
Let me ask about the major rivals of Nintendo, companies like Microsoft and Sony. Are they also getting into this market of doing things compatible with Nintendo, this company they're competing with?
This was a major risk that Nintendo took to actually go after this segment. A lot of people, a lot of naysayers thought this was a bad move. It's turned out to be a great move. So yes, absolutely, the industry is taking note. For example, Atari is coming out with this device called the Family Trainer, which is a floor mat that you kind of get on, similar to almost the Wii Balance Board, but a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we haven't seen any major announcements that look like they could shake up the industry just yet, but hang in there. Christmas is still coming.
Well, Mario Armstrong, it's always good to talk with you.
Likewise, Steve. Thanks.
Stay healthy.
Will do.
That's Mario Armstrong, Morning Edition's regular technology commentator. He also hosts a radio show, Armstrong's Digital Spin, on the Baltimore Public Radio station WEAA. And you can read about the pros and cons of home workouts at npr.org/yourhealth.